Hey, welcome to Retired Now What, the podcast that's here to guide you through the exciting journey of retirement. Whether you're asking yourself now what or eager to explore the untapped possibilities in this new chapter, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Michael Kiffmeyer, and together we will discover how to repurpose your knowledge, embrace mastery, and live a purpose-driven life. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is Michael Kiffmeyer, and you're listening to the podcast, You're Retired, Now What? Where we look at different perspectives that after you've retired, what's that mean? And what's that mean to you specifically? Today, I'd like to talk about it's time to write a new story about aging. It's time to flip the switch. It's time to turn the next page, if you will. Once you retire, it's just a phase of life, just like your working world was when you were working, say, 30, 40 years. But retirement is not a landing place. And what I mean by that is this. Many people retire and they say, well, that's it. Well, you know, statistics show that if you retired at 65 years old, you're probably going to live another 25 to 30 years. What are you going to do with all that time? You're going to see the grandkids for a while. You're going to see friends and you're going to travel, and that's great. But I would venture to say, after the first 3 years, what I call the honeymoon moon years, it's just like when you worked and you went on vacation and you're itching to get back. Or at least I was, but maybe you weren't. Some of the myths that we hear is that, number one, older adults are going to be depressed and loneliness is going to creep in. No, that's not necessarily true. It can, but if you make a positive step forward, learn a new hobby, learn a new skill, you can prevent that. People think dementia is inevitable. No, that's not necessarily true. Keep your mind working and reading and be engaged, you know, with friends and family and whatever. Almost anyone at any age with most health conditions can correct them if they take the time to do it. And it's important. We have so many medical, medical advances, both in medicine and in treatments right now, that people like myself, baby boomers, I've heard terms to describe us as bionic boomers. We don't want to quit. We got too much to do. They think that once they get older, they got to give up driving. Nothing any further from the truth. And, you know, please listen to me. Don't let your children tell you what is whatever. Driving is not about getting older. It's got everything to do with ability. If you can still drive, you do it. I'm too old to quit smoking. No, you're not. You can stop, but it takes time and whatever. Don't get stuck in, well, I can't change. Many people think that just because they're on medication, now their blood pressure is under control, that they don't have to do anything about it anymore, and they can quit the medicine. That's nothing further from the truth again. The medicine, your lifestyle change, is why you're in the position you are right now. So when we hear constant negative narratives about aging or narratives about ourselves, we believe it, okay? You get enough things inside of your brain, and you start to believe it, and you start to wear it. I'm sharing with you, you don't need to do that. And if you become vital in your next phase of this life, then you can reach out and be a wonderful citizen to the entire nation. So there's a study out called Blue Zones. And Blue Zones is about the people that live the longest and the healthiest, and they're all embraced longevity. These geographic areas, they don't suffer from much disease, okay? They fast, they eat plant-based food. And these are areas, are just to name a few, are places like Greece, Italy, Costa Rica. Daniel Buettner wrote this book. It's available on Amazon and in your local bookstore as well. I also will tell you, they made a movie out of it on Netflix, so search, take a look at it, so just to see, what are these people doing that I'm not? Well, they're taking regular walks. They still have errands. They have gardening. They have a sense of purpose because they volunteer to help others. Yeah, they take naps. Nothing wrong with that. And they even go to happy hour. Nothing wrong with that. Most people in these areas, they stop eating when they're at about 80% full. They drink wine moderately, and they have food with friends. They live. And you don't have to shut down just because you've reached a certain age. We have to have a social circle. We were meant to interact with other people. So why is it essential that we talk now about changing the way we think about aging? Well, real simple. It doesn't fit anymore. One time it did, and I don't know about you, but I really don't like people telling me what I'm all about and what I'm did. I got to share. I did that when I worked in corporate America, and I wasn't being true to myself. So what are some of the things we can do to stop negative thinking? We can highlight the positive. We can celebrate older adults' experiences instead of making them feel like they're irrelevant. We can recognize that aging is not a uniform process. It's unique to each individual. Don't put yourself in a box. There's a gentleman by the name of Richard Overton down in Austin, Texas. He lived to be 112 years old. And he had a sense of purpose each and every day. He attended church. He lived in the same house that he always did. But on the bad side, Richard smoked four or five cigars a day. One day he said he smoked 12. He drinks whiskey. He eats ice cream. And he finally died in a rehab facility. But what drove him was his sense of purpose to his church and everything else. Now, I think genetics played a role in Richard's scenario, and I'm certainly not advocating any of you follow that, because that's not a real good gauge to are you going to live or you're not, you're going to die. So I asked some of my listeners what they thought, and they said they used to dread getting older, and they have. Now they have new opportunities and new passions. One lady told me, my grandmother is in her 80s, more active and more vibrant than ever. And the third told me that we need value and wisdom that comes with age instead of dismissing older adults as obsolete. So I want to thank all these listeners that shared their thoughts with me. So now I'd like to turn our attention to how can we as individuals embrace the new narrative in our own lives. We can start by embracing change. And change usually takes about 90 days to institute anything that really works. You need to promote your physical and your mental well-being. It's going to give you a positive outlook, and it's going to help you to stay on top of your game and do things that you never could do before. So instead of asking yourself questions all the time, what's next for me? Well, it might not be as easy. I'm not proposing any of you go back to work like you did before. But if you want to do that, why not? Why does age have to stop you from doing exactly what it is you think you might want to do? So, just remember that aging is a natural part of our lives. And it's something to be celebrated, not something to be feared. By telling a new story, aging can make us a better person. So I also want to help you to start your new stories, whatever they may be, so that you can think of, how do I want to live this next phase of my life? So I want to share with you that in that book, Blue Zones, one of the things that these people all did is, number one, they might not do the same job, but they had a sense of purpose every time they popped up out of bed. They took walks, as I said earlier. They did gardening still, and they ate basically a plant-based diet. These folks still had drinks, if that's what they wanted to do. But they did it in moderation. They didn't do it full time. They also always had a sense of purpose, and they were fun. Family and children played a big part in their lives. Think of all those hours you used to work, and now you don't have to worry about it anymore. Now all those things you told yourself, when I retire, I'm going to fix this old car. When I retire, I'm going to make my granddaughter's wedding dress, whatever it may be. These are things that keep you alive. And you need to read. Reading will help you not form dementia, not age before your time. I can recall that about 5 years ago, I went back to a class reunion. And it was my 50th class reunion. And I looked around, and some of these folks that were my age at the time, they had aged terribly. And I think it was lifestyle. I think it was they had it in their mind what they were going to be all about. And I want to share with you, if you think something and you think it long enough, you'll envision it and you'll embrace it. That'll be part of your persona. You can write your own next chapter, whatever you want it to be. I don't know if you know this or not, but people over the age of 65, they represent a $22 billion industry worldwide. So why is it all the advertisers try to cater to the young people? Most of them don't have any money, but baby boomers do. So there are things and classes you can take if it interests you. And don't worry about your age. Don't worry about what other people think. Far too long, I know for myself, I was a people pleaser. I always tried to fit in, and it was almost like putting a square peg into a round hole. You know what? You can do that for a while, but it drives you nuts. And if now you can just say, here's what I think I'd like to try. I think I might like to write a book. I've never done it before. Kind of kept it at bay, and I never had time for it. And time is probably one of our precious commodities. But now you do have the time. You can do it the long way, but let me share something with you. There's a new thing out now, and you've heard about it. It's called artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. You'll be amazed at how quick you ask that a question, this artificial intelligence a question, and they come up with an answer. And you could write a book in a matter of hours, not weeks. It doesn't have to be this large behemoth that you need to tackle. There's tools out there to help you. And that's what I mean about learning new things. I think I've shared with you once before, I was 37 years old before I ever got into technology. I was a teacher, and I worked in consumer products, selling to all the major department stores across the nation. So where are they now? Well, those department stores have gone by the wayside. Kind of like my hair. I used to have hair. But it's gone, and I had to move on from it. So that's what I mean. If you have a positive outlook, you don't have to feel bad about what your plight in life is. If you don't like the narrative, change it. Change it to whatever it is you think you might want to do. You don't have to please anybody else anymore, except probably your spouse or your significant other. And your family. But other than that, you've earned this time. How are you going to use it? You can volunteer. There's a lot of people that probably are not as fortunate as you, and they are living in rehab or nursing home facilities, and they need some companionship. They need some help. How about volunteering at a school? You have a whole lot of intellectual capital in your mind that you have put together the past 30 years. I want you to remember, you're worthy of anything you want to do. Don't let others tell you what you can and cannot do. I think it's old. You know, in other parts of the world, outside the United States, people seem to revere the elderly. We seem to want to throw the elderly to the side. When did that happen? I think it's because people had preconceived ideas of what getting older was all about. And that's what I'm sharing with you. Let's rewrite that narrative. We don't have to do the same thing our parents did. Their generation didn't have the same opportunities that we do. They didn't have the lifespan that we do. So, you know, you were put on the face of this earth for a purpose. Let's put it to good use. Ever ask yourself, what do I want my legacy to be? What do I want to be known for? And I'm not just talking financial. I'm talking you as a person, let's say 30 years after you're gone. What would you like people to think? What about how you lived your life and what you represented? You can rewrite that script. The past doesn't equal the present. And I want you to feel very good about that, because you can, like I said, you can do whatever you want. What is it you'd like to do? Would you like to turn a hobby into a business? Maybe you don't want to do a business. Maybe you just want to do your hobbies. And please believe me, there's nothing wrong with that. You need, though, to have a reason to get up out of that bed each and every day. Don't spend mindless hours just watching the television set. And I watch television. I'm not telling you not to watch television, but you can't spend hours upon hours, because that is taking away from what you're all about. You are meant to give back to this world as much as you were designed to work when you had all those working years. Don't you want to do something that your significant other and your family, they're proud of? That they say, you did this and you did that, and you always did it with a smile on your face and you kept moving. That's what I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to don't think that all you're going to do is retire and that's it. What if you have another 25 to 30 years to live from this point forward? You don't want to waste that time. You want to make that time count. I know I do. So I would, one of the things I'm planning on doing, and I sure like to hear your feedback, I'm thinking of running a challenge on at the end of this month or the first of next month. And the name of the challenge is going to be, You've Retired, Now What? And what's going to consist? It'll be free to individuals. And I do this because for years I taught major corporations how to teach their employees, their distributors, and their customers. And I did this both with online learning as well as one-on-one learning. I did assessments and used to ask them, where are you, where do you want to be, and where do you think you are? And then from that assessment, we build a plan. Well, I want to do the same thing for you. I want to build that plan to help you get to your next phase. And I understand it. Some of us get stuck in our minds. I'm guilty of it. One of the things that I learned along my career path, I was a recruiter. I was a headhunter, if you would. And at that time, I was living in Cincinnati. I'm coming to you from the West Coast right now. But I interviewed people that had just lost their jobs in the automobile industry, people that worked for Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, and they lost their job and they couldn't understand it. Their grandfather worked there, their father worked there, now they're working there, and now all of a sudden their job's cut. What's going on? Well, the world shifted, and especially the automobile industry. If you're aware or not aware, once Japanese manufacturers came into the United States, they shifted their thought process, they shifted their physical plants, and they all went south. You had Mercedes in Alabama, you had Honda in Ohio, you had Toyota both in Kentucky and in Texas, and also as well as Canada. So Detroit wasn't the hub anymore, and people had a hard time adjusting to that. They knew they wanted to work, but they didn't want to move. Well, I used to look at them and I'd say, you know, things have changed. And you're going to have to say, I'm either going to change with it or I'm going to sit here and give what's handed to me. I'm one of those individuals, I never want to somebody just say, well, this is what you're about, here you are. One of the reasons I changed jobs a couple of times is I had people do that to me. And it was just like, you don't know me. I mean, you might think you've labeled me, but you don't know me. I'd say the same thing exists today. People do not know you. So in this challenge, we could help you with assessment, help you with your core values, help you with the difference between your wants and your needs, and help you with your critical thinking of what am I going to do in this next phase of my life? You know, when we developed online courses, we do it in an iterative fashion, meaning we do a little bit, see how that fit, and if it didn't fit, then we went on to the next. We modified it and went on to the next area. We're going to do the same thing with you, okay? I hate to bring it to you, but Moses isn't coming back and parting the seas and say, hey, here's the answer. Not going to work that way. Sometimes you got to try things on a little bit at a time. And I know you're anxious, especially if you just retired, trying to figure out what you want to do. But I'm sharing with you, you need to do it just like you did when you worked. You've got to try things on a little bit at a time until something finally fits. And there's no reason that it can't be a lifelong script. If you do something for 2-3 years and you say, this doesn't really fit with my core values and who I am, then you have the ability and you have every right in the world to change it. Let's try something else and keep working. But you know what that does? It keeps your mind moving. It keeps you enthused about what you want to do next. It helps you to start to identify exactly where you want to be in this next phase of your life. Now, I don't have all the answers. And I'm hoping with this challenge, if I don't have the answers, I'll certainly find it for you. But this is going to be a very interactive session. And I want individuals to ask their questions. And if I don't know the answers, maybe somebody in the audience will know the answer. I'm putting the final touches on this challenge, and I will have them out, and just I will have the dates and the times just in a few days. I'd like to hear your questions. You can reach me on Facebook Messenger, or you can reach me, or you can text me. And just look up Michael Kiffmeyer and text me. Kiffmeyer is spelled K-I-F-F, 2 F's as in Frank, M-E-Y-E-R. And I want this challenge to be for you. I have a genuine mission to help people. And I did it for corporations for so long. Now I want to make you the person that I'm doing it for. And that is my why. That is my why. And I will help you with some tools, processes, methodologies that I've learned in the past that I genuinely think can help you as well. I thank you all for listening. Please pass this on if you have friends or colleagues that are kind of in your same situation. They've retired. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do next. And maybe you can be helpful to them. I thank and appreciate each and every one of you. And I look forward to talking to you again next week on You've Retired, Now What? Podcast. Thank you again. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Retired, Now What? I hope today's conversation has given you some valuable insights as you navigate the journey of life after retirement. Always remember, life doesn't stop after retirement. It's an opportunity for a new beginning.